With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. A white supremacist, Richard Spencer, will speak at Michigan State University this evening, much to the dismay of many in the community. Spencer's request to speak was initially denied by the campus, but a lawsuit resulted in a compromise between the two sides. Spencer is permitted to use the MSU Pavilion on the outskirts of campus during spring break. The Michigan Public Radio Network's Shana Roth tells us there's a divide between how people plan to respond to Spencer's visit.
Honestly, from where I'm standing, I see it as an attack.
Aaron Paskus is an undergraduate student organizer with the Stop Spencer Coalition. It's been planning events to prepare for Spencer, including sign making and a workshop on direct action, protest rights, and safety. I caught up with Paskus at an information session about how to become a legal observer. They keep an eye on the police and keep track of interactions between protesters and law enforcement. The session is led by members of the Detroit and Michigan chapter of the National Lawyers Guild. Paskus says the coalition wants to have a strong showing against Spencer. It's a way to prevent hate from becoming mainstream.
And help people not be scared. Like, my friends are, like, terrified for, like, you know, their lives. And if I can do anything to help them not feel that way, you know, I would.
The coalition plans to protest Spencer for several hours before and during his speech. It's unclear at this point how many people will show up, though Paskus says they've been working with several different groups. Spencer's presence has sometimes sparked violent responses between protesters and his supporters. But Spencer kind of likes the protesters.
See, these people underestimate me. I kind of like a fight. When I get pushback, that's a sign to me that I need to go forward harder and harder.
So we're going to be down here on the ground level.
A few miles away from the pavilion where Spencer will speak, East Lansing's All Saints Church is taking a different approach.
You have to imagine it just packed with people tracking dirt in, a big pile of cookies here, people painting signs, people singing.
Reverend Kit
there.
Carlson, along with members of other faith organizations and multiple MSU student groups, are putting on a celebration of diversity. Carlson says during the hours of Spencer's event, All Saints Rectory area and parking lot will be a place of welcome and acceptance. There will be food, music from around the world, and opportunities to donate to good causes. Carlson says they're doing this in large part for the groups that white nationalists hate.
It's not target groups' jobs to stop white supremacists. So we're hoping that people who are target groups, members of target groups, will feel safe and like this is a good place to be on a day when hate comes to town.
While the church community is mainly organizing the event, a lot of the money is coming from MSU student groups, including tickets for a showing of Black Panther after the event. Those groups include MSU College Democrats, Republicans, and Libertarian student groups. There's also the Associated Students of MSU, Black Student Alliance, and more.
If we disagree on the issue of white supremacy, we don't disagree politically. We disagree morally. And, you know, I think having all those organizations come together really shows that.
Aaron Stevens is both a senior at MSU and an East Lansing city councilman. He's been acting as something of a go-between with the school organizations and faith organizations. Now, when it comes to the protests outside of Spencer's event, Stevens says he respects what the protesters are doing, but he doesn't want to give Spencer the media attention.
We should, you know, we have to address it, but I think that we can, you know, kind of just not give them the weight that they want.
Spencer has rented the facility and will control who is allowed into the ticketed event. I'm Shana Roth in East Lansing.